Welcome to the September edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. In this month's issue, we're presenting three research papers and two engineering reports, plus a feature on hearing disorders and music. Before we dive in, did you know that access to the AES job board is just one of countless benefits available exclusively to Audio Engineering Society members? Learn more today at www.aes.org/membership. In the first paper for September, we find Lilia Lashmi discussing an improved system for packet loss recovery based on frequency tracking. When audio is streamed using real-time communications, packets of data can be lost due to errors or insufficient bandwidth, so audio systems need a way to recover from these in a way that sounds least annoying. Lilia uses an enhanced frequency tracker that takes advantage of information from the next packet to improve the quality of the reconstructed signal. There's also a trade-off to be exploited between recovery quality and system complexity when the packet loss is high. It seems that solo musical sounds in particular benefit from this approach, with considerable improvements in the amount of annoyance measured. The processing time is also reduced substantially. Our second paper, written by Florian Straub and his colleagues, looks into the electronic optimization of line source arrays. These arrays of loudspeakers are often used in live sound reinforcement, as their directionality can be controlled to cover large audience areas while avoiding problematic reflections and bleed into surrounding zones. The authors use a mixed analytical numerical approach that optimizes individual loudspeakers' driving functions. It appears to overcome the non-flat responses that can result from other numerical frequency domain approaches, delivering smooth amplitude and phase responses that are suitable for implementation in finite impulse response filters. Zhaixuan Yang and Thomas Herman then introduce Mode Explorer, a new sonification model that enables interactive exploration of datasets in terms of their clustering. They point out that data exploration is often done using visualization, but when the dimensionality is high, this can be problematic. That's when sonification can come in useful. The authors found that it could be effective in helping users to assess data clusters in terms of mass and number, and they suggest ways in which the technique could be used for other types of high-dimensional data. In an engineering report on virtual acoustics for musicians, Doyun Ko and Wislaw Wojciech look at musicians' assessment of the spatial quality of a sound field enveloping them during performance. Using a large scoring stage at McGill University, they experimented with a number of different artificial acoustic conditions, asking 11 professional string quartets about their experience. Results suggested a strong preference for the virtual acoustics over the natural within the space, particularly noting the quality and amount of reverberation, the ability to hear other musicians, and a sensation of height. Further, on the topic of immersive sound, we hear from Richard Foss and Sean Devenport about an immersive audio control system using mobile devices and Ethernet AVB-capable speakers. The system in question was a multi-user client-server system using mobile devices as the clients, thereby enabling remote control over sound localization. The touch and orientation capabilities of the mobile devices were used to generate three-dimensional coordinates, presumably representing the location of listeners. Appropriate mix levels could then be fed to speakers with built-in processing using an AVB network in order to control the perceived location of sound sources. In standards news this month, we hear about the progress of working groups on the measurement of sound systems in rooms and on grounding and EMC. Among other things, there's also a report on the Audio Metadata Working Group and calls for participation in a new group dealing with the assessment of acoustic annoyance. The Standards Committee puts out a general call for participation in its working groups, suggesting that interested parties can attend the group meeting soon to take place during the convention in New York. In Francis Rumsey's feature article this month, he looks at some of the papers from the recent conference on music-induced hearing disorders. The complexities of music, compared with speech or noise, give rise to a number of challenges when evaluating hearing loss or hearing protection strategies. There is a physiological dimension to some aspects of hyperacusis, for example, that depends partly on the nature of the sound itself, and the effects of recreational sound exposure may differ from noise in the workplace. Various types of hidden hearing loss may lie behind an otherwise healthy audiogram, requiring measurements of otoacoustic emissions or other tests for discovery. Rumsey reveals that people with hearing aids do not necessarily get a good listening experience with music, as most of these devices are still optimized primarily for speech. Also in this issue, you'll find a review of the latest title in the AES Presents series of books from Routledge, Hack Audio. As explained by reviewer Brandon Cuttaquest, the Belmont University educator and audio enthusiast Eric Tarr, behind the blog Hack Audio, combines introductory MATLAB programming and digital signal processing concepts in an easy-to-read textbook that can be enjoyed by students, educators, and budding audio enthusiasts alike. You'll find all this, plus our regular news of section meetings around the world, calls for various upcoming conferences, and our roundup of the latest product developments in this month's comprehensive edition of the Audio Engineering Society Journal. Don't forget that this current issue, and in fact, every single last edition of the journal, as well as the complete AES e-library, our groundbreaking AES live content, and so much more like the AES job board, are exclusively available to all members of the Audio Engineering Society. I'm a proud member, and I hope you'll consider joining us today at www.aes.org/join. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.